Parsons. He's out throwing my shoes.
What is Parsons doing?
Got a flag on the vehicle now. He might be a defender. Is he going to be a defender? Let him blitz.
A great song. They see me rolling.
Well done, in-house DJ.
Let's go, man. Jay ran many hills back in the day. That's nothing to push.
Battery's starting to get low. Losing his juice.
So there were some moments last night that were very entertaining, thanks to Maka.
Dude, the man was on a rascal.
He was on a rascal.
And he was on the field. He put flags on at one point and was trying to get away with it. And as I was watching that thing, I was like, maybe.
Might as well just let him. Because like, why not? Like,
did I talk to Michael?
Micah.
like, go ahead. What is this thing anyway? At dinner last night, I was explaining to 14-year-old Ruben what the Pro Bowl used to be, what it has become, the fact that it was happening inside a convention center with 37-foot ceilings. And he's like, they can't punt in there. And so we turned it on.
Dad, is that the Moscone Center?
And we watched for a while. Where do we turn it on? We watched for a while. And he was as bored can be. Just remarkably bored.
So that's interesting to me because Ruben is... There's a renaissance for flag football that's going on at the high school level.
You're right.
It's become a big thing. Yes. So I'm interested that it was boring for him.
Well, yeah, no, I hear you. The thing is, dude doesn't really like to watch sports very much, which is a whole nother topic.
Which is why you punished him and made him watch the worst sporting event you could think of.
That might have not been a good way to build that muscle. Is that what you're saying? That's fair. Here's the thing. I got bored as well. I did see a couple things I enjoyed. I mean, the fat guy catching passes, Garrett Bowles.
Byard with an interception for touchdown.
Early. Got called back. Which was a crime. Jamar Chase playing safety. He reached out and made a one-handed catch.
Unbelievable.
And ran it all the way back. It's like, that dude, I could watch him
do
anything.
And then flipped into the end zone.
Yes, and I'm like...
Stopped, and then did a flip.
Did the back flip, and he didn't land it cleanly, and I'm like, please don't. You know what I always think of? You remember the guy's name? Robert Edwards.
Yeah.
Rookie running back
that
from
was in
Georgia.
In the sand, right? They were playing... Like a little touch football in the sand, and he blew out his knee. It was never the same.
It was an all-rookie beach football game at Pro Bowl weekend, and he blew out his knee. It was never the same. So, yeah, I, as he did the backflip, I'm like, eh. But it was cool seeing Joe Burrow happy.
With the long hair?
Long hair flowing and having a good time.
Him walking in with Jalen, I saw some of that stuff. He and Jalen, it looked like...
Jalen Hurts?
Yes, it looked like a buddy cop movie that I would want to watch. Watching those two guys walk into the stadium together.
But it's like seeing that they announce all the players and the segments and stuff. And here are your AFC quarterbacks. Shador Sanders, Joe Flacco, and Joe Burrow. And I'm like, one of these things. Things is not like the other. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
It could have been Justin Fields.
Yes, he chose against him.
Smart move.
I guess. But like, so, I mean, it was interesting for a little while. But like, as it was happening, I'm like, I didn't see any punters. Anybody see a punter do his thing? So that's how they avoided that.
I didn't see any punters last night during that game.
Yeah, because you didn't watch.
Oh, yeah.
And we remember what Sean Taylor did to a punter in the Pro Bowl.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh.
He hit him real hard.
He blew him up.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Tanny, did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Multiple times.
Oh, look at that.
Next time we have Matt Bowen, ask about Sean Taylor in that play.
And Trunk Candidate. Because Matt Bowen lighting up Trunk Candidate and pissing off Steve Spurrier. It's one of the great things of all time. All right, but the rascal was the highlight. Micah on a rascal was the highlight of the damn thing. I don't know if it's going to last. Tuesday night of Super Bowl week,
yeah.
In a convention center for flag football. I mean, maybe it will because they want to promote flag football so bad.
Maybe you just end up having like the players there and having a flag football game, like the best of the best. Are there in front of the Pro Bowlers. And I don't know. It's awful. And that thing used to do numbers. like Pro Bowl games would get 7 million viewers. I don't know how many this got, and maybe it still got that, but
had two in my house, which decayed to one and eventually was zero.
Half.
Yeah.
You're half watching.
That's true. And then I wasn't even doing that. I had to watch the dog show. Congratulations to the Doberman Pinscher.
All right.
For getting best in show. It's a damn good dog.
Did you see they honored Catherine O'Hara? Did you see that?
Oh,
all for best in show. Yeah.
That's lovely. I didn't see that. That's cool.
That's very cool.
I like that touch.
Let's go out to Santa Clara and let's talk with Adam Hoge. He has a Super Bowl connection that is the most Chicago-ish ever. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Your commute just got a major upgrade with The Score moving to the FM dial.
Big time, onions!
Mully here from the Mully and Haw Show, mornings 5:30 to 10. You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score, powered by the official sports book of The Score, Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be, with no bet fees.
The big game is here, and it's time to elevate your game with Circa Sports. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting. It's sports betting the way it should be, with no bet fees. The big game requires a big betting menu, and Circa Sports Illinois has you covered. From player props to game scenarios, Circa Sports has it all, including our fan favorite Circa Squares menu. Instead of picking your big game squares randomly, choose your numbers and place your bets. Visit CircaSports.com to download your new bookie today. Circa Sports, the official sports book of The Score. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.